In today's Mishnah, so in the fourth and fifth Mishnah, in the sixth parak of Masechta Nazir, the Mishnah begins. Nazir she'ha shoteh yayin kol hayom. If a Nazir was drinking wine the entire day, so many cups of wine, and he was only warned once against drinking wine, Mishnah's eino chayv al achat. Then if he's brought to Beit Din, he would only be given one set of malkut, with 39 lashes. However, amru lo al tishteh v'hu shoteh, meaning he was forewarned against drinking and he drank. Then he was forewarned again. So Mishnah says, Chayva kol echad v'chad, he would be obligated, he would be liable, I should say, to as many sets of malkus as he was forewarned prior to drinking. Similarly, Mishnah says, Hayam megalech kol hayom, if the person was shaving his hair, took an entire day, so he shaved every hair off his head. Mishnah says, Enu chayv el achad, if it was forewarned, saying, you're a nazir, do you realize you're not allowed to shave your hair? It's punishable, you violate a prohibition in the Torah, and you'll be allowed to malkus. And he says, yep, not a problem, and he shaves his head, he'll only be chayv to one set. However, amulo, Al tegalach, v'hum megalech. If he was warned, even for every single hair, so he was warned, do not cut that hair, and he cut that single hair, and it happened again repeatedly, then chayev akol echad v'echad, he would be obligated multiple sets of malkut. And finally, hayam metameh lemeitim. If he was coming into contact with, say, corpses, the entire day, enu chayev el echad, he would only be obligated to, sorry, liable to one set of lashes. However, amru lo al titameh. If, however, he was warned, you're not allowed to come into contact with a corpse, and he does so, then he separates and says, one second, you're not allowed to come into contact with a corpse, and he nonetheless proceeded and came into contact again. Mishnah says, Chayev al kol echad v'echad. He would be liable to that many sets of lashes. Kati adds two extra points here. One is this would even be referring to other forms of Tumat Amet, for example, that he would not break his Nazirut, however, still prohibited from coming into contact. One example of that, I think we saw previously, was coming into a cemetery. Another point that Katia mentions in the extension, he says, despite the fact, Bedine Adam, meaning in the earthly courts, in our court system, if he was drinking many, many cups of wine, and was only pre-warned once, he would only get one set of lashes, still Medin Shamayim, he would be liable for every single revit, every single measure of wine that he drank. Let's now learn Mishnah Hay. Mishnah says, Shlosha Minim Asurim Benazra, three types of prohibitions. As we mentioned previously, one's tumma, meaning coming into contact with tumat amet, tumma emanating from a corpse, the tiglachat, meaning cutting his hair, the yotzem and agefen, any grape products. So Mishnah continues by saying, chomer betumat bitachak miyotzem bin hagefen. So what the Mishnah does now, compares and contrasts the different prohibitions. First, the Mishnah says, is that the prohibition of coming into contact with tumat amet and cutting his hair is actually more strict in certain respects than the prohibition of drinking wine. Why is that? Shatum diglachot sodrim, that if he comes in contact with tumat met or he shaves his head, then it is soter, then it, as we've learned previously, either would ruin his entire nizir and start all over again. When it comes to cutting hair, it would ruin soter 30 days. Hayotzem and a gefen, ino soter, if he drinks a cup of wine, albeit he's violated prohibition, it wouldn't ruin his nizirot and he could continue as he was and complete his term. Chomer beyotzem and a gefen, mibetum betiglachat. However, there is a stringency by the prohibition of wine that you don't find by tumah and tiglachat, meaning the permission of coming into contact with tumat amet, and also from shaving his hair. Why is that? Shotzem and agefen lo hutra miklalo. In other words, when it comes to drinking wine, you never find a context in which a nazir is permitted to drink that wine. Even for wine, say, of a mitzvah, he's still not allowed to drink it. However, betumat tiglachat, when it comes to tumat amet and cutting his hair, you do find instances hutra miklalan where he would be permitted to do these things, come into contact with a corpse, or cut his hair. So what are the examples? One, betiglachat mitzvah. For example, if this nazir, during his term of nazirut, became a metzora, and he was confirmed metzora, meaning he got the, we will learn about this in far more detail, but he developed, say, a white mark on his skin, and it was confirmed by the kohen that he is indeed a metzora, and he, say, got two white hairs, and he goes through the entire process of metar himself from being a metzora. At the end of the process, he would shave not just his hair, but all the hair on his body. However, we find here that the mitzvah asei, meaning the obligation for him to shave his hair, overrides the prohibitions of cutting his hair as a nazir, so he would be able to do so. And the other instance we see is bemet mitzvah, meaning, despite the fact he's not to come to contact with tumat amet, if he finds a dead body on the roadside, and there's no one to bury it, and then he's the nazir, he's obligated to then bank himself tamet and bury this person. Because it says la'aviv or la'imo, it says lo yitamet, he's not become tamet relatives. However, chachamim l'dorash, they understand, for his aviv he can't, however, for a mitzvah, in a situation where there's a dead body with no one to bury him, he would be able to violate the prohibition and bury this person. I just wanted to interject here with one little detail that Kati brings only at the end. And he said, what's interesting here is we find to Matzora, despite the fact when he finally is cured from the Tzara'at, Tshevi says, a mitzvah aseh, really that shouldn't override the prohibitions of Nazir, because Nazir is not just a lot aseh, but also an aseh as well. And usually we'd meaning a positive and negative commandment against cutting his hair. And we usually don't say that this aseh can override both. So the Rambam says in this situation, since really what happens is when he gets Tzara'at, and he's a confirmed Metzora, that those days don't count as for him to be a Nazir, therefore that's why it's not a problem for it to override it, because not really having the experience of or the Kedusha of Nazir at that time. The Ravid says quite differently. He said that while it's true that an Aseh can't override a Lot Aseh and an Aseh, it's different with the Nizirut. Why? Because in Nizirut you can remove those prohibitions by going to a Chacham and undoing the Neder, or being matir the neder. So therefore, in this case, the aser of Metzora can override both the lot aser and aser in the zero. So let's continue. So v'chomer v'tumah v'tiklach, we find that the prohibition of coming to contact the tumah dead is more strict than that of cutting his hair. Why? Sh'atumah seret alakol, we've seen previously that if a nazir comes into contact with tamemet during his Nizirut, he would have to restart the count all over again. Similarly, v'chayivim b'korban, and also through his tarif process, which we'll learn in tomorrow's Mishnah, he would also have to bring korbanot as well. We'll learn about all the details of that in tomorrow's Mishnah. V'hatiglachat, however, if he just shaves his head during the process, being a Nazir, it's only soter shloshim yom, as we've learned, so he'd have to grow his hair for 30 days. He doesn't actually have to restart the whole thing. We're assuming here talking about a Nazir who took on to be a Nazir for an extended period of time, say 100 days, and that's why there'd be a difference. And also, Ein Chayvim Alav Korban, a Nazir who shaved his head despite the fact he would have to take an extra 30 days to grow his head to continue his Nazirut, he would not be obligated to bring a Korban. That's why it seems to be lenient, more lenient, I should say, than the prohibition of Tumat Hamet. Those are Mishnah today.